Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now we should be joined on the line by Claire. Good morning to you, Claire.
Good morning.
And Claire, you're the Information Officer for Muscular Dystrophy here in Ireland. And this morning we're talking about a press release that was sent out on Friday. Was it Thursday or Friday? About families urging government to fund life-changing drug. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, so we're basically campaigning for a treatment called Translarna, which was approved by the European Medicines Agency 3 years ago. Basically, it's for Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which is a rare condition which results in the progressive weakening and wasting of the muscles.
Okay.
So it's a very, very rare condition. It occurs in 1 in every 3,500 boys, and it there's about 100 boys in the country, roughly 115 in Ireland. So this treatment is only available for about 5 of those boys, because it's a very, very specific treatment that treats a specific genetic mutation.
And why is it available just for 5 if there's 100 boys that have it in the country?
As I just said, it's for a very specific genetic mutation.
So,
there are different types of genetic mutation which would cause this treatment or this condition.
Okay. And so the families are urging government to fund. Why won't the government fund this to the boys that need it?
So the government the HSE are giving two different reasons. First of all, they're saying that it is very expensive, and secondly, they're saying that the efficacy is uncertain. So they're not sure that the drug is as good as the company say that it is. We would have issue with that, given that 22 other European countries are funding for the drug.
Okay, and there's actually a lady in Scotland has a son as well that has been on Translarna for the past 3.5 years, and she's found a big difference in her son, isn't that right?
She has, yes, and we were very lucky that she came over last week, and she presented in Leinster House to a group of politicians, and she basically told them how well her son is doing. He is 10 now, and he's able to run, he's able to cycle a bike, he's going into secondary level school, and he doesn't need the supports that a boy with his condition would generally need, such as a special needs assistant. He's not using a wheelchair yet, which is something that without the treatment he would certainly need. So she's noticed huge improvements in him over the last number of years.
And I was reading another piece, and it said because we're treated for 3 years with this Translarna, it has been proven that it slows the disease progression of the condition. And if there's that small amount of boys with this condition and they're refusing to, you know, fund, it just doesn't seem right. Like, I mean, there's only 5 boys that need it. So is it due to, do you think, costs mainly?
There seems to be a bit of an issue in general with funding drugs for rare diseases in Ireland. Very, very few of them actually get through the assessment process. So the only one that we're really aware of would be Orkambi, that most people would have heard of for cystic fibrosis. Other than that, many of the other drugs for rare diseases haven't been able to get through the assessment process. They've been turned down at every stage. We know that these drugs are very expensive, given the fact that there are only a handful of people who can get benefit from them. But because the individual cost of the drug may be high, because there's a small number of people, the overall budget impact is quite low. And that's the point that we're trying to make. Not only that, but also the fact that the children here are not getting the same benefit as other children around Europe.
Well, if it's been treated, the treatment is available in over 20 countries in Europe, including the UK. Like, it should be available here in Ireland. So does this mean families will have to either move over to a country that is going to give them the medication they need?
That's something that some of the families are considering. One of the children is 6 years old now, and he's lost a full year of potential treatment time. So the families have been in contact with us, and they have told us that it is something that they're considering. It's not something that they want to do, nor is it something that they should have to do, but it is something that they may need to consider if the HSC won't fund the treatment.
It just seems a bit, you know, in the long run, it would probably work out less expensive to give this medication to the boys, you know, because they're not going to be going to hospitals as much, because they're going to be the condition is going to get better. Do you know what I mean? And they're not going to have as much treatment if they don't get this.
Exactly. These children, if they can remain walking for longer, they won't need the use of a wheelchair. They won't need, like I said, a special needs assistant in school. They won't need a lot of the children who lose the ability to walk quite young will end up needing back surgery. They'll have scoliosis, which is something that is another issue in our health service at the minute, the waiting list for scoliosis surgery. So there's all of these things that we will be able to prevent by giving this treatment to these boys.
So where does it go from here then? What are they going to... Is there any updates on it?
The simple answer is we don't know. Because of the drug assessment process, it seems that the only route of appeal for the company was to take the HSC to the High Court, which is something that is currently underway, and it's the first time this has ever happened, so we don't know how that's going to go. It's unprecedented, so we'll be following that closely. Obviously, it would be better if it didn't go to court, and if the HSE or the Department of Health and the Minister for Health would intervene at this stage, because, you know, nobody wants a lengthy legal process. And in the meantime, the two boys that are over five could possibly lose their chance for treatment.
It doesn't seem right at all. Didn't we have something like this with the cystic fibrosis medication as well?
Yeah, there was a similar situation. It took over 2 years to get that approved, and in the end, the minister intervened and negotiated with the company. So, I mean, I think that that's something that we would want and we would call for. But at the moment, it's further complicated by the fact that the company are taking the HSE to court.
It just doesn't seem... It seems ridiculous because, I mean, as you said, is the condition results in progressive loss of muscle strength and leads to other serious issues, such as heart and lung problems, which will need to be treated as it gets worse. So would it not be best now to treat them with this drug that's going to help them, instead of going on to develop this sort of problems, which is going to cost the HSC more in the end? It just doesn't seem, you know...
It doesn't make sense at all. I mean, there's another thing that we have to look at these boys and their life going forward, and their privacy and their ability to remain independent. That's something that's very important to them. And for if they're 17 or 18 and still able to walk, they can do things, they can go out with their friends, and they can get in places that might not be as accessible. They can you know, go to the bathroom by themselves without needing help. They can do all of these things that they would not necessarily be able to do if they don't get the medication and if they are a full-time wheelchair user.
So it's just a battle ahead to try and get it for the boys here in Ireland. So maybe, Claire, you'll come on and let us know how it goes, maybe in the next couple of months.
Exactly, and hopefully I'll contact you with some good news.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, if anybody wants, we have a petition going on our Facebook page. So we're Muscular Dystrophy Ireland on Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, and our website is www.mdi.ie. So if anybody who's listening out there feels that they want to help with the campaign, they can log on and sign the petition.
Great. Listen, Claire, thanks for talking to us here this morning on Ear FM. And Brilliant. Hopefully when we talk to you the next time, there'll be better news.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, hopefully. Claire.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.